Shvius, Paragimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will also deal with the idea of removing stones from a field on Shemitah. Gadar sheyesh bo eser avonim, a fence that has 10 stones, shel masui shnayim shnayim, that among in this fence there's at least 10 stones that have a burden of that needs to be taken by two people. Two people need to carry the stone. It's a stone that's that heavy. It needs two people. If there's 10 of those stones, hare elu yinatelu, then you can remove the stones, but not just those 10 stones. You can remove all the stones. You can remove it all the way down to the ground, and you don't have to be concerned that it appears that you are preparing the field to be able to plant, to plow and plant in it. And that's because once it's such a large amount of stones, it's clear that you are taking it for the purposes of building or of just removing the fence, but not for the purposes of planting. The Mishnah continues with the conditions of this halacha, that shir gader, the size of this gader, this fence, is asar tvachim, has to be 10 tvachim. Pachas mikain, if it's less than 10 tvachim, or for that matter, it's less than 10 stones that have the weight that has to be carried by two people. If it has any of, it doesn't meet those conditions, then mechatze v'gomamo ad pachos me'aretz tefach. Then you can remove it, but you have to remove it only until there's less than a tefach left of stone on the ground. So it's clear it will not be able to be used for plowing and planting. That leaving that amount there makes that clear, and therefore it's permissible. And if you would have 10 stones of that weight, then you'd be able to remove everything all the way down to the ground. Now, b'med devar mamurim, when is this true that you have these conditions? Mitoch shelo, when you are removing it from your own field. Al mitoch shel chavero, if you're removing it from your friend's field. Mashihu rotza yitol, you can take as much as you want, because it's clear that since it's not your field, that you're not interested in the ability to utilize the field for planting, you're interested in the stones. Bamed var memorim, when also is this true? Bizman shelo hischel bo me'erev shvius, when you did not begin this process before shvius. Avon hischel bo me'erev shvius, if you began it before shvius began, then mashihu rotza notel, you can take as much as you want, you don't have any of these conditions. Now, we've explained these two Bamedvar Mamurims, these two statements that that if it's only true when it's your field, and it's only true if you began it on Shvius, not if you began it Erev Shvius, as referring to the beginning of the halacha, the beginning of this Mishnah about the fence with 10 stones. However, there are those who say it also applies to the previous Mishnah, that you cannot open up a quarry on Shemitah until you have a certain amount of stones, etc. That also only applies when it's your own field and when you have not begun it from Erev Shvius.